USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's prepared to send two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week. In a letter to House colleagues, Pelosi says she has instructed Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler to prepare a resolution to appoint House managers for the Senate impeachment trial. The House managers will prosecute the impeachment trial in the Senate. After the resolution is passed, the articles of impeachment would be formally sent to the Senate. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the airstrike taking out top Iranian terrorist Qasem Soleimani was a necessity due to imminent threats.
I don't know exactly which minute. We don't know exactly which day it would have been executed, but it was very clear. Qasem Soleimani himself was plotting a broad, large-scale attack against American interests, and those attacks were imminent.
Pompeo speaking at the White House, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
The unemployment numbers are out for the month of December. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Despite concerns over a trade war with China, the nation's economic expansion continued. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us about the report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 145,000 in December, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in retail, trade, and healthcare, while mining lost jobs.
When you look at the reports for 2019, there are 2.1 million jobs added to the U.S. economy.
Months of protests are taking a health toll on the residents of Hong Kong. A research paper published today in a medical journal claims about a third of the city's population have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. According to the University of Hong Kong, 32% of residents have reported signs of PTSD in recent months. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The popular heartburn drug ridinidine, the generic form of Zantac, was linked to cancer in September, prompting some voluntary recalls of the drug and an investigation by the Food and Drug Administration. The initial findings last fall found that some samples of the drug had unacceptable levels of a chemical called NDMA, which is a cancer-causing carcinogen. Chemist Ron Najafi has been working in a lab in California to get to the bottom of its potential dangers, and he says,
what we found out was that NDMA is being generated as a result of heating of ranitidine.
Najafi's lab looked at the effect of heat on the drug over 12 days.
So if someone were to keep their ranitidine Zantac in their car, for example, and in the middle of summertime, that product is going to get heated up and it's going to generate this compound. So NDMA in this case, John, is not an impurity in the drug. It's being formed from the drug itself.
And finally, the Puerto Rican governor says electricity should be back on all across the island by Monday. The worst earthquake in more than a century knocked out the U.S. territory's biggest generating plant earlier this week, leaving all of the nearly 3 million Puerto Ricans without power. For more news, find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.